The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You're about to witness a very rare moment here. Today's episode of a podcast. I said, I'm sorry to my husband. I apologized for something.
I think I'm still in shock.
Why don't you act like that's the only time I've ever apologized? I've said I'm sorry to you many times.
I don't know about that.
But this time I meant it. All right, here's the podcast now. You ever had to say you're sorry? And you mean it, but you're like, I can't believe I'm here. Welcome to Wednesday. We're halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You started this conversation, but I wanted to say, do you know the other day, I actually looked my husband in the eye, DJ Automatic, and I said, I am so sorry.
Oh, wow.
What were you sorry for?
That's a rarity for women.
How do you not remember?
I don't know. This is because I probably thought I was dreaming.
He has been the best dream ever, huh? He has been very kind to me lately. He has been very conscious. No, because you were getting a little picky and you were yelling and stuff and you said, I'm sorry, I'm being an asshole. And for like a week, he was so kind. But I'm so used to fighting. I grew up in a fighting house.
Oh, so it's normal to you.
Oh, I started picking on him, and then I said, I'm sorry.
What do you think? Oh, that's what you were apologizing for. For you kind of going at him.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
so you were apologizing for nitpicking me?
Yeah.
Well, you owe me 15 years of that then.
How did you feel on the other side of the apology, Dana?
I felt good about it.
Okay.
And Otto, he kind of ignored me. I was like, hello, I'm saying I'm sorry.
Well, it's not that big a deal. You're gonna continue to nitpick me. You've already nitpicked me like four times a day.
You know how many people are like, yo, my partner never says I'm sorry.
Ever,
dog.
But do you think she really meant it?
Yes,
dude, I believe
so. She doesn't stop her actions.
No. I mean, nitpicking you to pick up your clothes is one thing. I was being
aggressive
and trying to start a fight. You had to apologize to Anthony recently.
She's like, I don't want to talk about my bad traits anymore. What's going on with you, Anthony?
Slip it.
Yeah, dude, I recently had to apologize for a joke I did at the open mic. Comedy,
You apologizing for jokes now?
Yeah, well, I offended the host.
You're no Dave Chappelle.
I offended the host. She has ground rules, and I went around them. But the funny part to me was that she comes up to me. She goes, Anthony, I got to talk to you about the eat a joke. Just that alone.
That's a joke in itself.
You need to tell that joke during your next stand-up, and don't tell the joke that offended everybody. Just that right there.
You're
going to
tell me the joke that offended her.
I'll tell you. That's a two dudes thing, right?
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, yo, we'll start off with National S'mores Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yummy.
Yes, okay. I love s'mores.
And we got National Vlogging Day, ladies and gentlemen, for my YouTubers out there as well, too.
We do a little vlogging.
Yeah, dude.
Go to YouTube, Dana Cortez Show. Check it out.
I've been vlogging all day, dog. At Anthony400 on my Instagram, bro. Stories are vlogs now.
Yeah.
All right. We also got National Lazy Day. But let's go ahead and wrap it up on something close to the lady's heart. It's National Shapewear Day.
I'm wearing mine right now. I don't leave the house without shapewear. In fact, every time we go through the airport, I got to get searched by a woman with her hands because she got to fill me up and make sure I ain't got nothing hidden in the Spanx. It's a true story.
What did you do before shapewear?
I don't remember. Automatic. I've been wearing it so long. I just don't remember.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know it's happened to me where I get upset and I drive fast, or I say things that I shouldn't say, or I do things that I shouldn't do. And that's everybody. Unfortunately, there was an accident involving a traveling nurse. Her name is Nicole Litton. She's been charged with 6 counts of murder, 5 counts of gross vehicular manslaughter. She's facing 90 years in prison.
Did you see the accident? Oh, I mean, it was horrific.
Automatic, this video is, it is traumatizing. It looks like a car just blows up because she's traveling so fast, you barely even see her car.
I'm surprised she survived the accident.
Oh, I know. Obviously, she didn't do this on purpose. But when you drive out of control,
when you drive angry,
you can hurt somebody. Like when you drive under the influence, and there's so many other things that you do or we do as people when we're upset. Getting behind a wheel of a car when you're mad, not a good idea.
I agree with you, and I definitely want to talk about what's going on with her. But for up front, my first thought goes out to the family members for people who lost somebody. Because it happened in broad daylight, so you had people just running regular day errands.
23-year-old mom, pregnant. On her way to the doctor's appointment, she's due in a couple of weeks. She died. Her fiancé died. her baby died, and her 11-month-old child died also in the car. And
think about what you just casually go do throughout your day. Just go running. Oh, I'm just going to go to the store real fast.
I mean, she was literally trying to make a left turn.
That's so sad, man. I have two friends who tragically lost their sons to car accidents for people driving recklessly like this, too.
Issa Rae donated to the family of the mother who was pregnant. She's paying for all their funerals and everything. Because, I mean, think about it. They're so young. They were not prepared for something like this. How do you deal with anger?
Well, I don't know, because I've caught myself driving angry before.
And it could be a myriad of reasons, right, why you're upset.
It's just anything that's going on in your life.
I've definitely taken out my anger a time or two on the gas pedal. I'm not going to, like, just honestly. I think
everybody has. Yeah, you can't do it. Don't get behind the wheel. You know, don't get behind the wheel if you're upset. Also, use humor to release tension. Eddie, I will say this. You're a pretty calm guy. I've seen you go through different relationships. Automatic, not so calm. He gets angry. He gets mad.
Dang, you know what the irony for this in this story is for me? Is that you're talking about humor using it, and the two friends who lost their children were both comedians. Tony Baker and my friend Belly B. It's just that I wasn't expecting you to say that. It threw me off.
It's
now
true,
I'm all
though.
In a weird place.
Like, you know, you can be angry about something or you can laugh it off and move forward. Identify possible solutions. Don't be mad. How can I fix this? What can we do to solve this issue? This sounds silly. Take a time out. Just like we teach our kids.
Count to 10.
And you know, another place where people get angry too, leaving the place is either going to or leaving work.
Yeah.
Oftentimes too. And my mom is a big reminder of telling me that, yo, if you're running late or if something's going on with your work, don't let it impact your driving because your job will replace you. Your family can't.
The craziest I ever drive is when I have a humongous fight with like Dana or I have like, or with the family.
Something's happening at work.
Something's happened. Not, it's not necessarily work. Work won't
family.
Get me to that
no,
point.
No,
really?
Right.
Yeah. It's when I have like somebody, when I get in an argument with somebody I love. And then for some, like you said, I take it on the gas pedal. I start driving crazy, driving erratic. Obviously, I have enough sense at this age to not do that anymore. But when I was younger, I would do stuff like this where I would just drive crazy.
I mean, this is a responsible woman who probably makes $250,000 a year. She's
driving a high-end car. She was driving a Mercedes, a nice one.
Not a good thing. Here's something else. And Otto, you do this a lot. I remember we had an incident happen and you were so angry you went for a run. I didn't think you were going to come back. You were left for it. So I was like, where my husband?
Oh, when the IRS cleared out my bank account?
Yeah, that's it right there.
I was like Forrest Gump.
It says get some exercise. Therapists say get exercise. It will help you clear your head. Endorphins make you happy so you can come up with solutions. And the number one thing to do if you are an angry person, think before you speak. And once you're calm, express your concerns. Don't pretend whatever happened didn't make you angry, because that will bubble and bubble and bubble. And that's how people lose control. If there's a problem, calm down and then deal with the issue.
And if you feel like you don't have anybody to express to, we're always here for you.
For real.
Like
call
Instagram,
us.
Call us, reach out to us online. If somebody's going through something, like we're here to at least sometimes I'm a big believer. And sometimes you just need to be able to get stuff off your chest.
It's like a free counseling session.
It really is. All right. So if you need these tips on how to deal with anger, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, climate scientist Marshall Shepard just released a study and it reveals why teens and some adults wear hoodies in hot weather. So I'm going to tell you why right now. These are three stories you need to know in case you missed it. And I was so interested in this because our daughter wears hoodies in the summer and it gets on my nerves. I'm like, what are you doing? But now I get it. DJ Automatic?
I got a sweatshirt on right now.
I know.
There's a new study on intermittent fasting that says not eating between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. can help you drop more weight or even lower your blood pressure. Ooh. So researchers at the University of Alabama found that those who waited until late afternoon to eat dropped usually about 5 pounds more than people who just ate normally and worked out.
I truly believe that if we follow more of what humans did in the past, we would be more healthy. And that means we're hunter-gatherers.
Yeah, where there wasn't meals that were set out throughout the day. No. The university also discovered that it lowers your blood pressure after 3.5 months. But they said, don't go skipping breakfast and lunch yet. They still want to do more trials to see what the long-term effects of time-restricted eating do to the body.
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean,
like you just said, the hunter-gatherer thing, we've been doing this.
Now you mix in like a lot of processed foods. That's not the same.
Well,
like you
course.
Can't go straight from like not eating to like just jumping down like processed foods. Like you're going to lose weight, but...
Well, we just talked about hunter-gatherer. We weren't hunting a McMuffin.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, be careful what you hunt down.
Yeah,
Yes. How about that? All right.
Well, yeah, hunt through the drive-thru.
Something that will raise your blood pressure, DJ Automatic. Your wife's driving. Oh. All right.
She doesn't even drive. I don't let her.
Exactly.
All right. In case you missed it, a recent survey revealed that 60% of Americans get nervous when their partner is behind the wheel.
I'm part of the 60%.
Oh.
DJ Automatic.
I'm part of the 60%.
He's a crazy, terrible driver.
Oh, come on now. You what do I awful. Do wrong?
Today, for instance, this morning, you started going into the other lane, and when I looked at you, you were staring at some man on the side of the road, and you almost hit the person next to us.
Well, he was, like, doing something weird with the rocks, and I wanted to see what he was doing.
Who cares? Who cares? Pay attention to the road.
The survey also goes on to reveal that nearly the same amount of people look over at the speedometer even when they're not driving and their partner is.
Oh, I do that. And I'll be like, why are you doing 50 in a freaking neighborhood? Automatic is such a bad driver. He was reversing in our garage and yelling at my other daughter, Stasia, you need to learn how to drive. You got to be careful. And he wrecked the car while he's saying all of this.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my lowest days in my life, okay, Dana? Oh, I don't know if I have to bring that up. I'm an excellent driver.
Dude, I gave Dana 2 driving facts, and she gave us like 8 minutes of some venting.
Thanks.
That's every ride to
you
the station.
You're a bad driver. That's all there is to it. Okay, so in case you missed it, kids like to wear hoodies even when it's hot. And some adults do too. Marshall Shepard, who's a climate scientist, did a study for Forbes.com and says the reason is that hoodies provide physical comfort, but also emotional comfort, similar to a weighted blanket.
Oh.
Weighted blankets offer comfort to people suffering from anxiety, insomnia, and even people with autism. It's like Linus and his blanket.
Mm.
It wraps your body. It covers you. If you have any kind of issues, self-esteem, it gives you what you need to get through your day.
Explains so much about myself.
Maybe you need to wear one when you're driving. I would like to share this study with you. But remember, don't yell at your kids when they put that hoodie on. That's what it's about. When I was little, I used to have this blue jacket that I would wear all the time. My mom actually got rid of it, and I remember freaking out. It was my blanket. It was my comfort blanket.
Damn, dude. This whole time, I thought it was because of what Lil Baby said.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are The Rock and Megan Thee Stallion hooking up? I've got audio that's going to blow your mind. I'm going to play it for you right now. It's the best gossip, The Daily Dirt, brought to you by Indeed.com. Famous people's birthdays first, Anthony A.
We got Kylie Jenner celebrating her birthday. Antonio Banderas celebrating a birthday as well, too. Ja Morant and Jake from State Farm celebrating his birthday, y'all.
Hey! Shout out, Jake.
Happy birthday, Jake. All right, let's talk about Fetty Wap. He's back in custody after allegedly threatening to kill someone on FaceTime and waving a gun. If he did this, and there's proof, por
pendejo.
Damn, dude. What are you doing, man?
Maybe, because it's a FaceTime, right? It's a FaceTime call. I'm just hoping maybe it's like a connection issue. Maybe he was saying something and it sounded like, oh, I'm going to kill you. What?
That's what his lawyer said.
I can't hear you. Something like that. I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully.
I'm going to kill this phone.
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
I'm going to kill this next track.
If not, justice is swift and it's an eye for an eye.
Ooh. Anthony, I'm moving from that story to Serena Williams, who is retiring from tennis. Well, that's what it looks like.
What?
I think she's on to the next chapter of her life. She has dominated this sport. She's in her 40s now, playing against Naomi Osaka, women in their early 20s. And I think it's best to go out on top. I get her.
Damn.
I get her. What else can she do in tennis?
Then she's already had her. She already had her Will Smith movie made, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, what more does she do in life,
what
actually?
More, you know, she can
she's
go on
to go out and have some babies.
Keep having babies. She already has one little baby.
Aww.
You go move on now. It's The Rock. And Megan Thee Stallion.
What?
No, they're not hooking up. He sat down with Kevin Hart to promote their new movie, Super Pets, and the interviewer asked him this.
What celebrity would you want to be a pet to?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's a good one. Why Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, we don't have to talk about that.
He's like, do I really have to explain myself? Have you seen Megan Thee Stallion, sir? My goodness.
Did you see what they asked Partis Fonte what he thought about it?
That's Megan
Thee Stallion. It doesn't matter what he thinks about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Corn sweat is making the air in the Midwest oppressively muggy.
What?
Corn sweat.
What is corn sweat?
So during the summer, the Midwest can experience some of the most oppressive humidity in the country, and it comes from the fields where the corn grows. billions of stalks of corn begin to sweat. They, you know, they breathe.
I know what you're talking about now.
What?
They exhale water into the atmosphere through a process called evapotranspiration. That's what I'm gonna call it when I sweat now.
Dang, dude! I didn't know learning could be this fun. I did not know corn sweats just like me.
I had no idea, but I guess
maybe you're part corn.
I am, dude.
People in the Midwest are having a real issue with breathing. It's thick in the air. They feel like they're in a corn sauna.
He called it oppressive humidity, just keeping us down. The whole humidity is keeping us down, dude.
The corn is keeping us down. And since it's so hot, the people are having more trouble breathing, and the corn is sweatier than ever.
Dang, what's that above your upper lip? It's my corn sweat, baby.
Man, you kill me.
All right. Let's go from the muggy fields of the Midwest in the United States to Japan, where they are now putting QR codes on tombstones.
What? Yeah, what is that?
That's right, dude. You can get a QR code on your headstone in the cemetery, and when people scan it, it'll play a personal video of your life, like a little reel.
You'll get a highlight reel of your life on your tombstone now?
I can go viral even when I'm dead?
You're dead 'cause
you I'll probably
viral.
Only go viral when I'm dead. Follow me at Dana Cortez.
Would you guys do that, though?
Oh, dude, 100%.
In a heartbeat. I'm not even dead, and I'm thinking about
I was thinking about getting cremated. Now I think I'm going to have to be buried. All right, now I'm going to switch gears. We're going to talk about cats. Do you guys hate cats?
Oh, I love cats.
I'm on the fence. Okay.
Well, then cats hate you, Dana, because people who hate cats get the most love from cats.
Lucky.
British scientists have confirmed what every cat hater thinks. So the British scientists' research finds that people who like cats tend to initiate contact by doing stuff like patting their bellies or picking them up, or which drives cats nuts. They hate it. It's the people who keep to themselves or either allergic to them or just don't like being around cats at all are the people that cats like the most. So cats really are like women. The more you treat them like crap, the more they like you.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Let's go.
The worst hot take you've ever had.
But is it true?
Yeah. I'm not answering that question.
Dude, that was a great joke. It had me dead. Put a QR code above me. I'm gone.
He's dead.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Don't you love the Keebler fudge stripe cookies?
Of course.
Something big is coming to that world, and it includes the cookie and one of your favorite video games. Big food news and hottest hashtags. It's Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Baked Potato.
Okay, so earlier this week, we know that the Mar-a-Lago home of former President Donald Trump was raided by the FBI. I didn't really know why. I finally found out they were searching for undisclosed documents. Now, it's not easy to secure a federal search warrant against a former sitting president. The head of the FBI, Chris Wray, was appointed by Donald Trump, as was the judge who signed off on the warrant. So former federal prosecutor Gene Rossi thinks that Trump must be in some deep legal trouble.
Oh, wow.
Because it is very difficult. We're talking about very conservative people saying, yeah, we need to go search this man's house.
Man, I remember I seen you post it first on your Instagram, Dana.
Yeah, dude.
And I was in the middle of body grooming. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I need to clean up my apartment. Because if somebody raided my place right now, it would not be good.
Ew!
So everyone make sure your house is raid ready.
The worst part about the whole thing was the way his supporters reacted. They were like, this is the darkest day in America's history. No, it's not.
Not 9/11?
No.
Not all the
school shootings? Not all the horrible things that happen on a daily basis? Just the fact that his house got raided.
We'll see what happens with this. And now in food news, Keebler is launching a cookie called Mario Kart Fudge Stripes Rocky Road Cookies.
Oh my!
I've never seen you this excited.
Well, I love Mario Kart and I love Keebler Elves.
So they look like superstar and lightning power-up shapes from Mario Kart. It's just a new spin on the Keebler iconic fudge stripe cookie. It's available next week at Walmart and nationwide beginning in September.
Nice, dude.
Under $4 a pack.
What were those flavors again? You say mint?
Fudge stripe Rocky Road.
Rocky Road. Dude, I'm here for that.
National Day Anthony A.
Yo, let's start with National S'mores Day. Let's just keep the vibe going.
Can we get a s'mores version of this?
I'm supposed to be trying to get healthy. What are we doing?
Don't worry, Dana. There's always shapewear. It's National Shapewear Day.
You know what you just said? You're always afraid of somebody raiding your house or somebody coming in your home. I'm always afraid of getting in an accident and I'm out and they see my shaper.
Oh, no.
Because I wear a shaper every day.
Yeah, so imagine. Instead of saying, make sure you're wearing clean underwear, make sure you're wearing clean shapewear.
Well, my shaper's always clean, but just the fact that I have it on.
Yeah, like, you don't want one of the last things you hear is be like, cut the shapewear open. You don't want to hear that from
like, she just exploded like some biscuit.
Like a biscuit again.
All right. We also have International Vlogging Day, Skyscraper Appreciation Day, but we'll wrap it up.
Hold on Skyscraper Appreciation Day.
All right, tell me about a skyscraper you appreciate.
All of them. I love architecture. There's no one city that I think has the best skyline. I just appreciate skylines.
All of that, again, is with the All Buildings Matter. Really? After all, you're going to razz me for that, dude. We'll wrap it up on National Lazy Day.
Yay! Everybody loves to be lazy, but you can't just do nothing.
You're good at that.
You're doing automatic. You are. I'll testify for that. You're doing something while you're doing nothing. What's your favorite lazy activity, Anthony A?
Oh, man, playing Madden. That's my favorite activity.
Okay, I did automatic.
Vegging out, watching TV.
I like to eat in front of the TV while I'm doing nothing. And it's usually leftover Mexican food, something I just can carve out on, and then take a little nap.
Oh, yeah, we're going to double up on that shapewear.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's discuss our QR code tombstones. What video are you using so that when someone comes up to learn about you, what are they learning?
I think, I don't know if I would do a video, if I would just wanted to just probably redirect to my Instagram page. And you could just...
So you're just... That's your legacy?
Yeah. Actually, as a matter of fact, like above my tombstone, it's going to be a QR code, and underneath it, it's going to say link in the bio.
What are you putting in yours, Dana?
I don't know. I think I would make like a special reel of my family and my life, like a mini movie of everything I've been through.
Would it be as like sappy as the one he made for DJ Automatic's birthday? Like,
absolutely, it would
nice,
be.
Nice, dude. Hell
It'll
yeah.
It'll bring everybody to tears. Did you see that video I made for Automatic?
I did, dude. I was like, that was a little tearjerker right there, bud.
And then I put, guy, let's chill.
Come I do love that song. Do you know what I would do?
What, Automatic?
I would make a video of me screaming, let me out!
All right, there's more to podcast now.